Hi, this is Elliot Haskell, and welcome to another edition of Best Practices Weekly. Today we're going to be talking about very concrete best practice lessons for teaching phonics. This comes from an article for the International Reading Association. And these lessons are really best of class in teaching phonics, phonemic awareness, and general word work strategies. And I'm going to go, the article is much longer, sort of summarizes a lot of well-known practices for getting phonics across. But these are some very concrete lessons that you could actually turn around and use in your classroom very easily. I'm going to go over the five one by one. And so the first of the lessons is called Win at Wordo. And this comes from, all of these come from other literature researchers who have proven this out, who have actually tried these with students. And Win at Wordo is quite simply just like bingo, except you're having students fill out cards with words from your word wall, and then you just play bingo with them. Again, you're really emphasizing the phonics aspect of this, being able to see why the words that I'm saying match the words that are on your card because of the phonics sound spelling patterns that are there. Then, score with word sorts. This is when you're giving students a set of cards with words on them, or having them make sets of cards with words on them, and then you can lead them in any number of sorts. There's a wide range of teacher creativity that can happen here. And there are two types of sorts. You can have open sorts, which is when you just let students sort of make up their own categories about how you would sort the words. And then there are closed sorts, when the teacher is giving a prescribed thing to sort with. So for example, the teacher might say, sort these by length, the shortest to the longest. Sort these by syllables, the fewest syllables to the most syllables. Sort these by all the words that start with the d sound over here, all the words that start with the g sound over here. And if you want to make this more of a game, you can do speed sorts, so you can sort the quickest of your students. And so, this again, just another really wide variety depending on what you're working on in terms of the phonics skill. Third of the lessons is called Move It, Make It, making words. And this is what you're doing here is you're either using letter cards, just a card with a letter on it, or magnetic letters, if you have those. And then what you're going to do is you're going to lead the students to make words using those letters. You're going to choose a larger word that employs the sound spelling pattern you're practicing. So for example, if you're going to go for the word cheetah, if you were practicing the word ch, and the ch sound. And then what you would do is you would hand out these cards or these letters one at a time to the students, and you would have them start to build smaller words with those letters, like cheat, for example, you can make with the same letters that cheetah comes from. And then you're going to be practicing by making all of these different words the idea that it's all about holding a certain letters constant and then changing up the other letters is making those sounds. And you can also have, if you want to do this in small groups, you can do this. This can be done as a center. This can be done by having the teacher up front with big letter cards in their pocket chart. Any number of creative ways to do it, but the point is that you're having students build out words and starting from smaller words and eventually reaching bigger words. And it's being very strategic that you're practicing specific sound spelling patterns. The fourth of these lessons is called Build, Mix, Fix. And this again is going to be using, you're going to be using a couple of words that based off a particular phonics lesson, and you're going to have students build those words out of the letter cards, out of the magnetic letters again. But here what you're going to do is once they've built the words, is you mix up all the letters. And then they're going to rebuild the words. This is often can be done in partners, this is a great partner activity. And by doing this, again, they're having to really think, what's the sound spelling pattern? What's the connection of the letters to the sounds I'm trying to make? And so while it seems simple, it's a really good way to reinforce those skills. And lastly, there's this one called Let's Play the Name Game. And this especially works for younger students and who are often very sort of enthralled by the sound of their own names. And so what you do is by putting everyone's name and a picture on a sentence strip, you then play any number of sort of sorting games with it. You can say, who has the, you know, let's look at everyone whose name starts with the f sound and see everyone there, the p sound. You can say, let's see whose names have two syllables in them, whose names have three syllables in them, any number of those things. And then they become references, too. You can say to students, well, look, we know how to read the word Tracy, so we can read the word truck, because you're having students' names as reference points. So, again, all of these are written up in the full article summary that you can download from the site, but really just five really concrete, really effective strategies and lessons that you can use to reinforce phonics concepts. Thanks for watching, and happy teaching.